The five boroughs of New York City are a diverse collection of people, memories, and culture. As many students come to Jericho from these boroughs, each brings a piece of that unique culture to our growing diverse community.
Hi, my name is Yash Kumar, and I'm with my colleague, Daniel Cho. We both moved from the boroughs to Jericho and feel this transition is a story that needs sharing.
For starters, both of us have come from the largest borough by size in New York City, Queens. Whether it was the enormous schools or the noisy streets, Queens is a whole different ballgame. In Queens, residential areas were greatly different. Homes were smaller and closer together to each other, cars were parked everywhere on the streets, and large apartments towered over the areas in comparison to Jericho, where residential areas are virtually the opposite. I remember that with this type of living in Queens comes more of a community. Neighbors were much more connected, and everyone was always outside hanging out. I remember in elementary school, many people, including me, walked to school, and there wasn't any buses that picked up or dropped off people to school. Everything was conveniently closer to me than in Jericho. My friends and I were able to walk everywhere, and a car was never really needed. Things like the mall, basketball courts, library, and the grocery store were all within a 4 to 5 minute walk from my house. Dan, do you have any experiences you can share?
Yeah, I had similar experiences to yours growing up in Queens. And these unique quirks of the borough were accentuated when I first found out we were moving to Jericho. I was going from chasing ice cream trucks, eating all sorts of ethnic foods, dancing around in public fountains, and riding my bike down to pick up handball and basketball games to a land with wild geese and rabbits. I mean, what a culture shock on my first day in Jericho. All the fifth graders had smartphones, dressed in expensive clothes, and spent all their free time on video games. I took a while to get used to this new culture, but in the end, I definitely think the move was worth it. And I think that other Jericho students who moved here from the boroughs and experienced a similar culture clash would agree with my conclusion. One such student is my friend, Nate Lee. He's the senior class president, an Eagle Scout, and a Regeneron finalist. Nate is from Manhattan. Nate found the move impacted his freedom to go where he wanted.
Well, I would say that Manhattan is like a very urban place, so obviously, because like, and essentially what that like entails is that like I can basically do anything I want, and because I don't actually have my driver's license yet, well, I recently got mine, but I basically could go anywhere as like a very like small kid and, you know, chill with friends and go places that I normally wouldn't be able to go out to. And also there's a greater variety of places that I can actually go to.
Nate also really loves the diversity in Jericho compared to his old school.
Well, when I came to Jericho, you have to understand my background. My old middle school was very undiverse, and there was a lot of Asians there, so I wasn't really exposed to a traditional middle school, like a diverse middle school culture, and Jericho was extremely diverse, which I love about it, but it was a stark difference to me. So when I first came, like, I didn't exactly know how to act.
After the whole process of moving was done, Nate believes the move from the boroughs to Jericho was worth it.
I definitely feel like the move was worth it. It's because of all the amazing people and the amazing faculty and opportunities that were given to me at Jericho that I wouldn't have been able to get in another school in New York City.
Now I am here with my friend Ertaza Razvi, who moved to Jericho from Brooklyn in middle school. Ertaza shares his personal thoughts and unique perspectives on how life is so different in Jericho.
I definitely liked Brooklyn a lot better. I think it's because of the fact that I was raised there, spent a good 14, 15 years of my life there. Moving here, I was a bit uncomfortable because I couldn't really relate to a lot of the people here. You know, a lot of the kids were spending, you know, $400 on a pair of sneakers when most of my friends, you know, would only come to school because they get free lunch, you know, they couldn't afford to get food.
Ertaz's love for Brooklyn is linked to some of his fondest childhood memories he spent in the borough.
My favorite memories from my old neighborhood was probably playing basketball in the rain, riding my bike up and down Coney Island Avenue, chilling on the Brooklyn rooftops, what we used to call them. We used to go on top of apartment buildings, chill there for hours until 4 o'clock in the morning, you know. The things I miss most about my neighborhood, the Brooklyn rooftops, the apartment rooftops, definitely. You know, jumping roof to roof, you know, spending our entire night up there. It's probably also taking the bus, you know, MTA. It has a completely different feel to it.
Despite this separation from his hometown and his childhood memories, Hurtado recognizes the value of his move to Jericho.
Like I said before, if I had stayed there and tried to continue my education, it wouldn't have gone as well as it should have. You know, I'm going to a good college now. They gave me a full ride. It's not likely that would have happened, like, over there. You know, if I'd stayed, you know, maybe I would have ended up in jail or something.
I believe that moving to Jericho was definitely a smart move and was worth it. The education is drastically better here than it was in Bayside. I would have gone to a high school with over 3,000 students with way less resources than here. Me coming to Jericho greatly improved my chances of having a brighter future. Even though it was a compromise in losing the neighborhood and friends I had in Bayside, Jericho was really worth the move. Honestly, I wouldn't know how stable my education would be and how bright my future would be had I stayed in Bayside. Dan, do you have anything you could say on if you think the move was worth it?
Yeah, from a senior's perspective, looking back on how the move to Jericho has influenced my last 4 years in high school, I know I wouldn't have reached such academic success without the move. As you mentioned, Yash, coming to Jericho with its smaller student body and greater resources, it was easier to communicate with teachers and staff properly, and to obtain the help and enrichment needed to pursue my goals. As I leave Jericho, I know that the move has greatly aided my character and my future.
This is Daniel Cho
and Yash Kumar reporting from Jericho News.